35 million times clips from his shows were watched on YouTube, which means he made 35 million people laugh. Because this man is hilariously funny. And to be honest, it's a rare combination, because he's a marvelous violinist. He's also an actor, writer, director and composer. Alexey Igudesman. Did I pronounce your name right? Hello.
It's completely wrong. Yeah, we'll have to start.
Oh,
everything you said is wrong.
Except, from the beginning.
Sorry. No, of course. Now, you pronounce it marvelously, actually, very, very well. But you kind of left out, conveniently, perhaps cleverly, the last thing, and the reason why I'm here, actually, is because I'm also an entrepreneur. And what I'm presenting here, of course, at the tech conference is my newest startup and my
and my
app, Music Traveler. Music Traveler is an app, actually, in order to be able to book a room with a piano or another instrument at the touch of a button per hour, anytime, anywhere in the world. We want musicians and music lovers to be able to make music anywhere, anytime. In fact, some of the wonderful people who support us are like Hans Zimmer and Billy Joel, who have invested in Music Traveler because they think it's actually going to improve the world of music.
And can we talk a little bit about your... I mean,
Absolutely.
Alexey Igudesman, the man.
Well, the man, that sounds like you're going to talk about my sex life.
No.
We skip that bit, or later, or
yeah, we skip it.
Okay.
You were born in Russia.
Yes, at a very young age.
Came to Germany. You speak German.
In Deutsch, like auch in,
sofort. You also speak German with a Russian accent, which sounds very interesting. I mean,
I can speak English with Russian accent also. It makes no difference. It's how my mother speak after 25 years of being out of Russia. I do use all of those little tricks and sticks in different shows of mine.
And your works were performed by world-class orchestras, just like Chicago Symphony, Seattle Symphony, Kremerata, Baltica.
Yes, yes. I'm very, very lucky that way. Actually, just now, I just heard a premiere of Vadim Repin and Clara Jumikang of a piece for two violins and orchestra I wrote for them. Which was broadcast on TV. So I'm very lucky. And the big commission, which I'm actually working on right now, so I have no idea what I'm doing here with you. I should be writing.
I'm sorry.
Is coming up very soon. It's actually for the Zurich Tonhalle Orchestra.